Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg 18, Rustenburg 24.
Another stationary vehicle. This one's on the N12 East, the ramp to the R21 M41, the Rietfontein interchange at the N12 East. And we've got a stationary vehicle M1 South after the ramp from 14th Avenue.
Police have offered 150,000 rand cash reward for information on the whereabouts of Jabulani Moya, an awaiting trial prisoner who was shot and killed two detectives in Roodepoort on Friday. At the time of the incident, the two officers were transporting Moyo from the Roodepoort Magistrates Court back to prison. And in Mpumalanga, Sergeant Lawrence Mashweni was killed on Saturday while responding to a burglary incident. National Police Commissioner Fadima Samola says in both incidents, maximum resources have been mobilized to locate the suspects.
In both instances, you can see that the criminals, they are quite well-trained in terms of use of firearms, the way they shoot. Members of SAPS that go out there to look for them, be careful, know what you are dealing with, and we are saying we will definitely find them and make sure that we bring stability and peace in this community here.
DA leader John Steenhuisen says Johannesburg has become a symbol of South Africa's economic decay, with crumbling infrastructure, dry taps and struggling residents. Launching the party's plan to turbocharge the economy, Steenhuisen blamed years of mismanagement, corruption and outdated policies for enriching a few while locking millions of opportunities.
What we need to focus on doing is removing the roadblocks to growth and building a new superhighway towards growth and prosperity.
Steenhuisen says black economic empowerment in its current form has become a hurdle for small businesses, rewarding politically connected companies while sidelining entrepreneurs.
The perverse incentive of BBBEE has become that large companies now can cut out all SMEs to inflate their own BE credentials. And sadly, this isn't just Kabelo's story. It is increasingly the story of millions of South Africans who are locked out of a system that rewards the connected and punishes the rest of us.
The Gauteng Education Department has condemned the disruption of education and schooling at Elder Park Primary School in Nigel in Ekurhuleni. The department spokesperson Steve Babona says parents claim their actions are due to dissatisfaction with the pace of progress regarding the promised new school building.
So the community is demanding that we need to replace the school, and we will not be in a position to do that because of the recommendation of the engineers and the budgetary constraints that we have. So we feel that with the refurbishments, we would have attended to the problems of that structure.
Parents, however, claim that they're dissatisfied with safety at the school. And the chairperson of the organizing committee for the first national convention, Boy Choke Ditake, says there's no need for unnecessary delays to commence the convention this Friday. His remarks follow the calls for the postponement of the convention by legacy foundations, who have since withdrawn their participation. The first ever national convention is a build-up to the national dialogue and will allow local communities across over 4,000 wards in the country to discuss society's pressing issues.
We must not allow any grouping to control a process that should truly belong to citizens and society in general. Since embarking on this journey, we have witnessed and received overwhelming support and contributions from many stakeholders. This has helped to reduce the costs of the National Convention.
I'm Chanel September, more news at 4.
Wow, thank you, ma'am. Sorry, I'm still in a cowboy mood. More news details, hit the news tab at our website.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
You're glowing, you color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine. And I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight.